Excessive junk.
Excessive junk.
It really kicks the llamas. good times.
Serious. We got a serious show to do.
Damn. My eyes are watering here. It seems a little spooky down here.
There we go. Start up for the win.
Did you ever have at work, we still, some of the, they haven't converted all the lights to LED or anything yet, so there's still some old school, you know, fluorescents with the ballasts and sure. stuff. You ever had to smell one of those when they go bad?
Yeah, yes.
Man, one blew up in our bathroom today.
I'm sorry.
And I walked in there and I was like, just hit by a wall. And I was like, oh my God. Like I started to get a headache. I started to get lightheaded from the fumes.
That tells me you definitely need better ventilation in your bathroom.
Well, yeah, because there's none.
Right.
Right.
That spells so I was like, problems on a good day.
So, you know, I turned around, walked out, you know, called facilities. I'm like, hey, you gotta, like, it smells like the bathroom's on fire. Can you please send someone?
Yeah, the Air Force has a policy that when you're leaving, like they removed all my clearances and everything a few days before I, you know, actually got out.
Right.
So they're like, well, we have to have you do something. Let's have them go change light bulbs. So, yeah. Yeah. 3 days of like dusty, dirty replacing light bulbs. And eventually some of them break because they're old, right? That's why you're replacing them. And
all right. Right, just so you know, I've been adjusting my audio as we've been talking. It starts out high, but it's better now.
Okay, as long as it's not too low.
No, it was just way too high.
Okay.
I think it is now at a good deal.
You're talking fairly low. Is it still, it's more than just a little squiggle?
Well, when I talk low, it's a squiggle. When I talk like this, it's much more than a small squiggle.
Sure, but sometimes when you're talking about a power, you tend to trade, you know, fade off.
Oh, do I mumble? Mumbler! Well, that's because, A, no one wants to really hear what I have to say during that segment. I mean, come on, let's be honest. I mean, you know, Ian falls asleep, you know.
That's not entirely untrue.
Everyone wakes up later when I, you know, shout whatever the next segment, I don't even remember what is the next segment that comes after that. News? Yeah. So, news, and they wake up. What are you going to do? All right, so, yes, all right, still a show next week. It's the week after I will be out. Remember that.
Okay. So, today is good. Next time is good.
24th.
Yes. The next time is bad.
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, short week next week, too. Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, super short week next week.
Ooh.
I'm only in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Gold.
What's next week?
Well, I have Friday off to prepare for the week after, you know, flying times.
Oh, sure.
Like, we fly out on the 20th, so I took the 19th off to pack and finish up things around the house and blah, 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 blah. So, and Monday we're closed for the holiday. So I only got to work the 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Gotcha.
Nice.
Nice.
And, that's the dream.
And then I don't go back to work until the 30th.
Ooh.
Excitement. Hey, remember the day that we were talking about the ceasefire thing and how weird people were about it?
Yes.
Did you see that somebody posted on Reddit that apparently San Francisco's city council had to do their own, hey, please stop, you know, have a ceasefire thing? And it was, the video is just like I was reliving our meeting here. Like, there's people dancing in the aisles. Like, it's the weirdest thing to me that, like, but I know it makes you people feel better, but they really aren't doing anything. Like, nothing has helped you in the world. Nothing has changed. It's very strange. But just watching it again, I was, like, having flashbacks. I'm like, oh, I've seen this before, like, live. All right, you ready to roll?
I am ready enough.
Yeah, right. I'm right there with you.
All right, Ray, how's retirement treating you?
Two days of pretty much playing PUBG. Although I did have a meeting today, so, you know.
How did you have a meeting?
I had a meeting with my financial advisor.
Oh, well, that's okay. Like, they called you back for me. Man, can't get rid of that guy. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 408th installment of the Postal Warriors 3. I'm Craig. We got Sneaky Meat 15. That's Ian. We got KS72. That is Ray. How's it all going?
Good.
A plus.
Wow, A plus.
Yep.
Dang. Banner day. Smoke up, Johnny. Banner Christmas. this is the week of January 10th Too through late. The 17th. In your 7-day 4-star crash of the Titans. Last week we talked, Ian, did you even try the dupe versus the Icarus?
Nope.
All right, good deal. This week you had Puck doing double battles of Hellcat.
Yeah.
Did you Puck away?
No. No, I didn't.
You didn't Puck Hellcat?
No, I didn't.
Don't you have a sufficient...
A 112 level 70?
Oh, nope. All right. I was thinking next week. Next week, I saw that you should be gold next week.
Like, I played the first fight, and I got down to like a tenth of my starting hit points before I beat her. And then I'm like, well, I'll just play the second one the next day. And then I played the second one the next day, and I went, oh, it's the same fight?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's not good.
No, he's not.
Not good.
The one where he flies through the air and lands on your face with his butt, like, that's the only power that...
It is funny to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, the tumbling's kind of cool. I mean, his
I like the animations.
Aren't horrible.
Yeah, the animations are very cool. He doesn't do damage.
Yeah, his powers just stink.
You stink.
It stinks! Buy my book!
Yeah, Aesthetis is correct, or the Aesthetic to Tauet is correct.
Yeah, change his name on
he's you. Got match damage. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Next week, however, Ian, you have got the Jugs gun.
Oh, that dude's great.
Yeah,
going. So I'm sure you can take that down.
I feel confident.
I mean, it's against four star. You know, Goddess of Thunder Thor, but she won't be maxed. So yeah, it should be no problem.
Yeah, I'm confident on that one. I am unanimous in that. In the story events, Web Wonder is running now. That'll get you a Goose, a Moon Girl, some Carnage Miles shards. Placement there is Mr. Negative and Worthy Peggy. The Puzzle Gauntlet should be wrapping up for everyone, if you haven't finished that yet.
That was the easiest Puzzle Gauntlet I ever experienced. I know that my experience is not going to be the average experience, but the one where you had to have a bunch of purple... I immediately got Gray Suit to fire out purple and just won. Like, it was the quickest match I've ever played in the puzzle gauntlet.
You mean green?
I think she had to make purple.
Her purple makes green.
I don't remember. No, her blue does. I thought her blue makes randomly either black or purple. Am I getting characters confused? Wasn't it Gray Suit that you used for that?
Are you sure
these are in the what now?
Are you sure you didn't use Mystique to make purple?
Oh, maybe. I don't remember. Whoever it was. Yeah, Mystique makes purple or black. Yeah, you were
correct. I'm like, what? I'm like, no, I use the other one to make green sometimes.
I understand your confusion by my confusion, yes.
I just stepped in to see what condition my condition was in. All right, where did I don't know. Oh, Simulator is next. Magneto, Mr. Negative, Worthy Peggy. Placement there is Penny Parker and some shards for a new character. Woo!
Yowza.
There is no season in PvP land, but Starfall is running now. Sentry, Cindy Lou Who. Placement is Silver Samurai and Mr. Sinister. All right, let's move on to the news. First thing, they made some updates to the good old Moon Knight variety, the avatar of Khonshu.
Yay! I haven't read them yet. I don't know what they are, but it has to be good, right?
Is this the 4 or the 5?
Well, Crescent Darts has gone from a cost of 10 down to a cost of 6.
Ooh.
Whoa. Wait, this is the 4, right?
5-star Moon Knight.
Oh, 5-star. Okay, wow, that's a bargain. 6!
That's what it says. AP cost went from 10 to 6. Modification, removed upgrade. Removed the 4-turn upgrade at level 5, leaving it at 3 turns for all levels. Damage has been reduced, and damage reduction was reduced, however.
Yeah.
The black...
6 is still...
Mm. Yeah, the black Nightmare power... has had no changes. The Purple Power Moon Shadow also went from a cost of 10 down to 7.
Mm.
Changed the trap tiles. The trap tiles to trigger whenever their match are destroyed, regardless of source, instead of only by enemy matches. Well, that's a good change. It'll actually fire way more often. The damage from the both active and passive versions of the Purple Power have increased. So there you go. Changes to the Avatar of Khonshu. That says that that went into effect on the 4th. So I have not tried him to see how that goes, but I know you guys are fans of the Moon Knight.
Yeah. That, I mean, that cost reduction is significant.
Yeah. Yeah, 10 is always like a slug, you know, to get through, but 6 and 7, that's nice. All right, we got two new characters. It's really the same character who's a clone of a character and this other one who's a clone of that character. But, you know, Ian, I'll give it to you. Do you prefer the 3-star version first or the 5-star?
Oh, jeebus. I might as well start with a 3.
3-star, the Honey Badger, Gabby Kinney. Let's see. She, you know, as you know, she's the clone of X-23, who's a clone of Logan, if you, you know, follow all that. Their purple power, AP cost of 6, abilities called Little Sister. Create a 3-turn Little Sister countdown tile. While this tile is on the board, anytime a teammate damages an enemy, Honey Badger does damage to the same target. Honey Badger gains passively 55% increased effect from strength tile. As you go up in level, you are doing more damage and getting more benefits from strike tiles. At level 5, you're getting 140% increased strike damage effect, strike tile effect. And it's just extra bonus damage. So that's nice. Just kind of stays in the background and helps out, I guess. That's handy. The yellow power, gearing up, yellow, 7 yellow. Create a 1 strength, 13 projectile and 2 strength. 20 strike tiles. Passively, at the end of Honey Badger's turn, she heals 50 health for each friendly protect or strike tile. As she goes up in level, you are at the level 5, making 3 protect tiles and 3 strike tiles, and healing for, it looks at max level, 357 health for each one of those per turn. But you're getting, what, if you have the other one at 5, 140% of those on the strike? So that could add up. The red power, 8 red, Bone Claw Assault. Oh, we like these. Deal 2 hits of damage to the target. As you go up on level, this is made for Ian. As you go up in level, this does more damage.
Nice.
But you're always doing 2 hits of damage. So that's pretty nice. So there is the Honey Badger, X-23. Looks like she feeds normal X-23, who then will feed the 5-star. Retroactive type appears.
Nice.
That's pretty good. All right, the 5-star X-23 is called Weapon Hex. That says it's a fused version of X-23 and Wanda that was made inside the Soul Gem's warped world. All right. Not unfamiliar with this variation of the character, but hey, why not? Red power, Scarlet Storm. 5, red. Oh, 5's a bargain. Create a 2-turn Scarlet Storm countdown tile while this is on the board. X-23 does 90% increased damage.
Youch.
On a 5-star? Ooh. She gains 45% increased effect from strike tiles. At the start of her turn, drain 2 red AP and create a strike tile. If your team does not have enough AP to drain, instead convert all Scarlet Storm's tiles to basic tiles. Passively, if a Scarlet Storm tile exists, X-23's matches deal damage twice.
Ouch.
At 90% more damage? Whoa. That sounds amazing.
What's her base match damage like? Oh, pretty good.
At level 5, you're creating a 4-turn Scarlet Storm tile, dealing 110% increased damage and gaining 90% bonus to strike effects. Strike tile effects. Wow. That costs 5.
Snick, snick. I guess, yeah.
All right, well, that power seems really good. All right, green, a bargain again at 6. Living weapon. Oh, deal 2 hits of damage to the target. Oh, my. Then, if possible, deal damage to a second random target and damage to a third target. So it's weird AoE.
Yeah.
The damage goes down each time, but it's still AoE. As you go up in level, it just does more damage, but... At, let's see, at 550, it says you're doing 17,000 damage, then a second attack for 9,000 and change, and then a third attack for 8,000 and change.
But that's 2 hits of 17,000, then another hit for 9, and then another hit for 8.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's like 50,000 points of damage for 6 green.
Yeah.
And that doesn't factor in the strike tile bonus. that you're getting, what, 90% of?
Right.
Wow. All right. Well, I like that. yellow power. Man, another bark. Six yellow. Hexagon. Create two protectiles. Then heal your teammates for a burst of health for each friendly protectile on the board.
5/5/3.
Whatever. Whatever a friendly protectile leaves the board, X23 heals for actual health. All right.
Well, okay.
See, as you're going up in level, you're eventually getting three tiles. And at 550, she's healing burst heal for 10,000 and healing herself for 5,700 when one goes away.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so 5,700 is not a lot.
Yeah, but for every protectile that goes away, depend on who you pair her with.
Yeah. So you got to team her up with Beta Ray Bill and Polaris and stuff, right? Just fill the board with protectiles and let her tank and just always be healed. Oh, man. She seems really good.
I still say 5/5/3. The difference between level 3 and level 5 is not significant. I mean, it's decent, but it's...
No, but just those damage bonuses.
Yeah.
That's green power for 6 green to do all that hits?
Yeah.
Boy, that pairs well with Okoye. All right, well, yeah, I don't know. They both sound good. Oh, see how they play out. Interesting. Let's see. X23 shards and event tokens will be in the simulator, as we said. That's going to be followed up by the good old Deadpool versus MPQ. Legendary token in the placement rewards there. And in Honor Among Thieves as well. The versus events. The Honey Badger one is called Goggles On. That's going to run the 11th to the 15th. And the 5-star one is called 23rd Times the Charm. Cute. That's going to run the 14th. To the 17th. There's a Bones and Claws store. Chance to get the 5-star version there. The Sibling Rivalry Vault. Chance to get the 5-star there. 40 Item Vault. 1 Kin of the Wolverine Legendary Store. A 4-star X23 in there. And the Kin of Wolverine Legendary Store. Running the 18th to the 21st. 15% chance to get the new 5-star. 15% chance to get Old Man Meatbag, and 15% chance to get WandaVision. Oh, I might buy me some of that store.
Yeah.
Like a lot of it. I haven't spent command points for a while. There you go. She sounds cool.
Yeah, she sounds good.
That's what I got in the news.
That was a lot. I feel overwhelmed.
I think I'm just whelmed. Normal amounts of whelming.
Not me. I'm barely treading water. There was a time not so long ago when I had, like, mastered the 2-stars, got a handle on all the 3-stars, I had nearly well over half the 4-stars championed, and I was a little bit in the weeds on the 5-stars. Psh, not anymore. I'm struggling to roster all the 3s. I'm just...
You're struggling to breathe there for a minute.
I feel like I'm back at square one.
What? I said you were struggling to breathe there for a minute.
I was. I thought I was going to die. I was going to try to just kind of roll through it. No one, if you heard me collapse, maybe give Kelly a call. I don't know.
I'll remember that next time. Yeah, if you pass out, I'll call your wife.
Right. Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. If you have nothing else in the news from you guys, hey, College Avenue's closed in local news.
That's annoying.
That seems inconvenient.
They're kind of detouring you up through, I think, Calder Alley and stuff.
How long is it? 5 days?
Yeah, they're dismantling the crane that's putting up that building down there. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's a big crane.
It is a big crane. That's a lot of crane.
Yeah. Let's move on. This week, then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Teddy and Billy find love.
Oh, man. I blocked this out. Sorry. I've been dreading this all show. It's Hulkling.
I've been dreading this for the last 20 minutes.
I really have. He is a green, yellow, and purple 4-star character. All right, here I go. Good communication skills. 6 green AP. Deals 445 damage plus 222 for each smash countdown tile on the board. Then create 2 6-turn green smash countdown tiles. If there are 3 or more smash countdown tiles on the board, he destroys all the smash tiles on the board. On the board, 9 surrounding tiles, and deals 111 damage to other enemies. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP. That damage is its way up to 3,637 damage plus 1819 for each smash countdown tile. Destroys 18 tiles. Destroying the tiles does 901 damage to other enemies. Oh, all right, off to a rough start. Here we go. The King's Decree, 8 yellow AP. Select a special tile. Converts enemy special tiles in that row and the row above and below to basic tiles. Then fortifies friendly special tiles and increases the friendly strike attack protect tile strength in that row by 40%. Passive. When Hulkling uses an ability, he converts 2 team-up AP into one of his allies' strongest colors. Friendly team-up tile matches deal 10% more damage and generate 1 more team-up AP. All right. That scales up to the increasing the strike attack protect tile strength by 100%. Friendly team-up matches deal 30% more damage. All right. Metamorphic Adaptation. It costs 5 purple AP. Let's see what this does. Hulkling Shapeshifter, jibba jibba jabba. Select a basic red, yellow, or purple tile. If the tile is red, create a 3-turn red countdown tile, and this ability becomes Into the Fray. If the tile is yellow, create a 5-turn yellow countdown tile, and this ability becomes Hardened Spikes. If the tile is purple, Hulkling goes airborne for 2 turns, and this ability becomes Aerial Annoyance. As that scales up, you get a create a 5-turn red countdown tile for that first ability. Into the Fray. It's red, passive, 0 AP. When this tile is on the board, Hulkling deals 40% more damage with matches and abilities. When the countdown tile expires or is destroyed, heals a burst of 307 health, and the ability becomes Metamorphic Adaptation. That scales up to 50% more damage and a burst of 2,260 health. Hardened Spikes. It's passive, yellow. When this tile is on the board, Hulkling takes 10% less damage from matches and abilities and deals 259 damage to the enemy, to enemies that damage him with matches or abilities. When the countdown tile expires or is destroyed, it heals a burst of 370 health and becomes Metamorphic Adaptation. That scales up to 50% less damage, 2,358 damage, and a burst of 2,260 health. Aerial Annoyance, purple and passive. If Hulkling was airborne, he creates a Strength 28 attack tile and steals 4 AP among the enemy team's 2 strongest colors. When Hulkling returns from being airborne, he heals for a burst of 370 health and switches back to Metamorphic Adaptation. This scales all the way up to a Strength 108 attack tile, stealing 6 AP and a burst of 2,260 health. Ugh, that was lengthy as it was forgettable. That last one steals AP, so I see some value in that. Let's go with that. So that's a 5. And
do it, you know you want to.
Green. 5-3. Oh, 4-4-5. I do want to do that because I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just throwing numbers around.
Yeah. Both Craig.
That was a hard read.
Craig, I, and the internet have 4-4-5 as the most used build.
Yeah. Nice. Yes.
Well played, gentlemen.
By accident, that's where I'm at. Yes.
Huzzah to the both of you.
Even when you have to use him, I'm always so confused. I just fire his powers. I don't even know what they do. Like, oh my God, that one made him spiky? All right, great. You know, he got wings that time? Awesome. You know, like, I don't know what's going on.
Craig backs into the bright build on the worst characters. You are correct, Samurai.
Oh, well, there you go. That's what Sunny and Sand are. It's Hulkling, Dorek the Eighth.
All right, let's move on. Acting, thank you. Ian, who you got?
Hey, pretty sure this week it's a Christopher Walken kind of week.
Scooch closer.
And when I think Christopher Walken, I think Silvermane. So I have him cast as Silvermane in one of the upcoming Spider movies. Because I think Christopher Walken playing a insane crime lord is just easy.
Interesting.
Don't make me tell you again.
I feel like it's a role that writes itself.
About the scooching.
That seemed, I mean, now that I, that's, yeah, that's the obvious one, isn't it?
Yeah, you're probably correct, but I like mine a whole lot.
All right, I don't, but go ahead.
Ray's next.
Am I next? Okay. So yep. I went with something completely different, and I definitely less than Ian's. I think he should play Undwegast, and I think only TJ Jawther might recognize that name. That is the Grandmaster. I think he should replace Jeff Goldblum and be the Grandmaster.
Oh, I'm down with that.
Yep.
I love.
I think that would be. I think he would be great as the Grandmaster. I didn't like Goldblum as the Grandmaster. Like, I like Goldblum, but I don't think that was a good fit. Just my opinion.
That's fair. All right, Craig.
Are you ready?
Bring it home.
Are you ready? Yeah. All right, I'm going to win the internet.
I'm not as ready as I think, but I'm
going to win the internet right now. Are you ready?
Uh-oh. Skeptical.
Picture Please this.
Proceed.
Walking. He's in a fancy old-timey suit. He's carrying an umbrella that's got a flamethrower in it. Walken is the one, the only Turner Dissentry. You tell me you don't want to see that.
Yeah, I'd rather be Gary Oldman.
Nope. It's just the way Walken speaks as the old timing.
Because he's crazy.
Like
he is absolutely crazy. I love it.
A guy walking around with a flamethrower umbrella, riding a bicycle that flies for no reason. Like, you got a horn that is supposed to just kill old or kill young people. Like, it's fantastic. Go away, young person, or I will blow my horn at you and kill you right now.
I would definitely sit down for 8 full episodes.
I've got a flying bicycle. Turn of the century. That's what I'm going with.
All right.
Nice. I love it.
All right. Who is next week's celebrity, Mr. Ian?
Next week, John Cho, legendary Cowboy Bebop actor.
Still haven't watched that. You tell me it's good.
I do. I stand by it.
I need to get to that.
I'm all alone on an island, so don't expect support.
Oh, okay.
But I loved it.
Man, I still got to get around to finishing One Piece.
And I loved the original. I loved them both for what they were.
Yeah. Moving on then. Willie, did anything show up in the mailbag, or did we pay you yet again this week to do nothing?
Something actually did show up this week.
All right.
Over on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, Firefighter4710 said the first player, this is in reference to the last new player, not the current one, first player to be incarnated as a character. That's right, MPQ player. He says there used to be a prominent player and Forumite using the name Jamie Madrox. So Jamie Madrox is now in the game.
Oh.
So yay. It's a
I thought maybe they were making a King Dreadnought, you know, character.
I don't know, he probably deserves it.
Whatever happened to that guy?
Nobody knows. Was he even real? Or did we all dream?
They very much assured us he was a real person. We asked that explicitly in person when we saw them.
I know. I was there.
And on the D3 forums, and he specifically started off with, you don't need to read this on the air, as it has nothing to do with the game, and it is just for Ray. This is true. However, I think it's worth mentioning that Alpha says, as a fellow hater of mint, I finally found a toothpaste that has fluoride and isn't mint or kids flavored. He says he found the only at Walmart. It's called High Smile. They have coconut, mango, or peach iced tea flavors. And it comes in a cylindrical pump. So coconut, I'm out just as much.
Shame on both of you for even humoring this.
Actually, toothpaste is the only place that I don't mind mint, so I'm actually okay with mint toothpaste. I think it's probably because it's in toothpaste that whenever I taste it in like a brownie or a candy or something, I'm like, ah, toothpaste flavored. Mm-hmm. It's gross.
Yep. Got that medicinal situation going
But mango or peach iced tea, I think that, I don't know, that might be too sweet to leave you with a, like, you know, clean feeling.
A clean feeling mouth. Yeah. You got to put some detergent in
but
it
if you
or something.
The flavor of mint, I totally get it.
They still make that, like, hot cinnamon toothpaste? Is that still a thing?
I don't know. I know I tried it once, and I thought it was awful.
Man, what was that even called?
I don't remember. Okay. I also do recall that when you get your teeth polished at the dentist, My dentist has a cinnamon flavor. I wouldn't recommend that either.
Oh, I made the mistake of saying okay to chocolate once.
Oh.
No. No bueno. Don't do that. No, just stick to like mint or if they'll, you know, unflavored is just as good. Thank you.
Spearmint, peppermint, wintergreen, something in that.
Yeah, or chewing or gum no flavor or no situation. Flavor at all is also fine. Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Alpha. And thanks to Willie.
Thanks, Willie. All right. Well, moving and flying right along here. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
We just want to
pump. And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's see what's going on over in Boosted Character World. Captain Marvel doing more red and black damage. Good for her. Deadpool, he does some stuff. Whales do more damage, as does his healing is increased. Hulk, probably some more green damage, a little more red damage, self-damage with the black. Nope, not the Hunter. She-Hulk. She-Hulk. Is there a three She-Hulk? I thought that was a four-star.
Well, there's all... Oh, there's three of them now, so...
Oh, yeah. Nope, sorry. Bishop. Four-star characters. Let's see what he's up to. Bigger protect tiles and more energy conservation damage and bigger protect tiles.
Yeah. Samurai, the three-star was the original She-Hulk. That was the first She-Hulk.
Was she? She's, yeah. Oh, okay, good. I remember her. Yeah, she does some red AoE that'll be boosted, and when she does the tile swapping with the Judgment, it'll be better, more in
and
your
favor.
And
whenever she steals AP, she doesn't.
Right.
Oh, she does. Not when you use her. But when the other team uses her, something fierce.
Well, yeah. That's, the AI is strong. Strong with that. Less strong, sadly, is the Dazzler. Let's see what she's up
it
to.
It is still sad.
Bigger strike tiles, more green AoE, and that's about
number
it.
One character who needs a rework right there.
Domino, what's going on there? More red damage. Let's see who else is doing stuff. Emma Frost, what are you up to? Bigger, stronger strike tiles and better buffing of said strike tiles. And Nebula, recently reworked, I think. I might have dreamt that, though. More green AoE, better red damage, better attack tiles, and her blue repeater tiles are healing and doing more strike tiles as well.
I just saw the graphics.
Oh, okay. Let's talk quickly about Big Wheel. More green damage, more red damage, and more damage for blue, depending on speed points all around. All right. Colossus, what's he up to? Bunch of more damage, and bigger strike tiles for the enemy. And the Scarlet Witch, she's got some repeater damage in her green that will do more damage. And last but not least, Cersei appears to be here doing some stuff. Bigger special tiles, better buffing, and immortality countdown deals more damage.
Leon there, I believe.
What's that?
I believe that graphic there is Leon, Cersei.
Yeah, I believe that is probably true. Yeah. I trust your Steeler knowledge. So, let's see what Samurai has to say. It appears that Colossus and Scarlet Witch, the five-star versions, are both simultaneously boosted, and sadness befell the land.
That is accurate.
I think the comment was, well, just don't bother with PvP, because it's just going to be too annoying.
You guys can enjoy that. I will stick with my three-star She-Hulk. So, yeah, there you have it. Listen to me now. Leave me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Now it's time for a cold refreshing. Pop, pop!
Ooh,
I bought some sarsaparilla and birch beer yesterday.
Ho, ho, ho. Are you going to do the segment?
No, but go ahead.
You're welcome to. All right. That's fine, I guess, because I also have some post-Christmas gift pops that I'm drinking through that we're going to talk about. But before that, we will talk about... Oh, no.
Chicks,
Ray, did I send you a pink?
You did, in fact.
Yes! All right. I had almost forgotten, but then I saw the name, and I had misplaced expectations because they used the word pink in their name. They were... They weren't bad. I don't mean to be down on a lot of these bands. They're just not for me. Clearly, these six young ladies are very talented and very good at what they do. I don't like bubblegum music, and Korean bubblegum music doesn't make it better in any way. So while I didn't enjoy it, if you know, this bubblegummy, poppy, synthy stuff is for you, check out
A-Pink. I can definitely hear this being played in a casino.
Is this hyphenated, or is it like, you know, A-Pink, nope. Or it's like, that's nope. A-Pink over there, or
yeah,
or it's one word, A-Pink?
Yes, capital A-P-I-N-K, so I assume it's one word, A-Pink.
I don't like that.
Nope. We'll just back right on out of that, and we'll talk about what I got for Christmas.
All right.
I got...
a lovely bunch of coconuts?
No, I got a Stewart's Variety 12-pack.
All right.
And this week, I will be discussing the one that I enjoyed first, because it is by far my favorite. It is the nectar of the beverage world, if you will. It is Stewart's Key Lime Pie Soda. Possibly the greatest soda ever made. I got some other, you know, top favorites, but this is in there, and it was it's such a treat. I mean, it is almost overly sweet, but in all the best ways, and it just makes me enjoy it even more. I'm happy there are still three more in there, but if you haven't tried it, I highly recommend it. It is just an absolutely complete beverage. So yeah, A-Pink and Stewart's Key Lime Pie flavored soda.
You should drink that while you're watching Loki on Disney.
I should. I would like to do both those things. I just haven't gotten around to watching.
There's
Loki
Key
yet.
Lime Pie in the Loki. I think, is that what you were going for?
Oh,
there's a featured segment where the two of them are sitting down eating key lime pie. So you could have your key lime drink while they're enjoying their key lime pie. So same. That is all.
I don't know. I think we might have lost Ian again.
It is insane. We lose Ian. Ian. Ian?
I'm back.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm back.
You were gone. We missed you.
Yep. Sorry, I was sad. I was confused. I was frightened. I was all alone. I had no connection to the internet.
First, I was afraid. I was petrified.
Yeah. Steam was betraying me. Everything was going wrong.
How about we first thank Magnified?
Magnified.
And then you should open up Puzzle Quest.
Oh, I've been waiting. Sorry, it was doing a self-update, and as soon as you told me to open it up, the update completed, and I'm well on my way now.
All right.
Unless one of you only has, like, one this week.
I don't know, and I'm still waiting for mine to launch, so, yeah.
I'll probably open, like, half a dozen or so.
All right, I'll just hop right in there. I'm ready to go. See where these covers that I open. Aha! A latest legend token. I will take one Captain Marvel executive decision with some bonus shards from a 4-star guy.
Cool. All right. I'm only doing one. When is Miles leaving?
Never. That's the bot.
I got a 4-star. Gorgor. Your own Gorgor. Weapons.
Gorgor.
All right, I'm going to started off hot with a Dazzler.
Nice.
Miles, 4-star variety thing. Oh, there's a purple. Purple Miles. Mega Carnage Blast. Spider-Man, flip, flip, pow! Purple Miles. Web Warfare. Hey, there's a Gore.
Gore.
So I'll just stop there on the Gore. Why not? Sorry, so what's this make my Miles to here? Oh, man, we championed him last week. That was just extra levels. Level 452 there on that Miles Carnage thing. All right, then. Thank you to the OG, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell you about the podcast network.
The podcast network, which we call the soon-to-be-named network. You can find it at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You can see a great selection and a complete catalog of all these other great podcasts that work alongside of us. And we try to bring you a robust catalog of podcasting options at the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
.com. Anything else for the go to the order?
Not what's in Discord. Apparently Sonic has a peanut butter and bacon shake.
No.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Oh, that's a try once. I can't believe that it's good, but it's definitely a try once.
I'm not pronouncing that name again. Aestheticist says, get you some pickles on top.
I'm still in.
I'm out of it. Actually, peanut butter shake, I don't think sounds appealing, and you add bacon to it. Stop adding bacon.
You're not wrong. But it's still a try once.
Wait, he says Sonic's no longer sells chicken tenders? So I could never go to a Sonic again?
I guess not.
Not a big loss.
Yeah, I think I've only ever been to a Sonic one time ever, to be honest with you.
Now,
yes.
I was still in the Discord, and I appreciated the warning about the pickle slush. Here for no reason said that they thought that pickle slush was a good try once and deeply regretted it. So, because I just reading the sentence slowly, I'm like, yeah, that does sound like a try once. And then you get to the end and I'm like, all right, fine, I won't.
I can see my wife drinking that. Because she, you know, she drinks the pickle juice. Like she buys like the little bottles of pickle juice to sometime help with cramps. And she'll just drink the bottle of pickle juice.
That's awesome. That sounds intense.
So I could see her wanting him. Of course, she's also one of the weird people that thinks like those sweet gherkins are good. And that's just wrong.
Ugh.
Those are nasty and gross.
Dill is the only acceptable flavor.
Oh man, a good crunchy dill pickle. Delicious.
Yeah.
Sweet baby gherkins? Ugh. Gross.
Nope.
So gross.
Go back in your jar, you abomination.
Exactly. All right. Anything else then? Let's go to the order.
I think we're good.
All clear.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining in this week. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them at the mailbag. Willie gets lonely. If you want to throw us a bone, go to our webpage, click the Amazon banner, and buy yourself something for Martin Luther King Day. I think that's Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
So you get yourself some, some stuff for that. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, don't you know you'll be in misery? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.